finish this, would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Finish this, would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Hey everybody, it is March 21st, 2019. This is the Geeks Next Door, episode 152. And we got a sexy combo tonight. We got a D and an A.
All right. You can't have any fun without a D and an A.
That's true.
They're the best.
Ron is out of town, taking a trip to Florida, trying to follow my lead. I'm the first person to ever go to Florida. Woo! And Dave, too, is apparently doing business with his homeboy, Sadie. I don't know. His lady.
His lady, yes.
But that doesn't matter. He might be here in a bit. Until then, we got the most important part of the podcast. We got the heart, and we got the ass.
which is which?
I'm not going to tell you. What's going on this week, guys? How you been? How you feeling?
Good, good, good. How are you?
Enjoying the temperatures. It's nice out, huh?
Yes, yes. I'm ready for shorts.
It's like the perfect temperature. It doesn't need to get much warmer.
It really doesn't.
I am definitely ready for shorts. I wore shorts the outside the other day when I went for a run, and I didn't feel bad about it because other people were doing it. True statement. True statement.
It's cool that you don't feel bad as long as other people are doing
Well, let me tell you something. I went out on Monday, and I did not wear shorts. And I passed two people wearing shorts, and I thought to myself, fuck, I'm not wearing shorts. These people must think I'm a bitch. And then so on Tuesday, I went out in shorts, and I was like, yeah, I'm no longer the bitch.
It was cold that day.
It was colder. And then today was nice, but it was super windy, so the wind kind of made it cold. But, whatever.
Maybe you should have been running slower. It would have been less windy.
I don't know if that's true. If you run fast enough, none of the rain will hit you.
Wait, what?
You heard me.
Physics?
What is that guy's name? Well, anyways, yeah. What's going on, guys? What's happening here, huh?
Cool, cool, cool. I'm doing all right.
Are you getting good grades?
I think so. I don't know. I hate math classes. And I saved the last two classes I need to do as being a math class. So
that's interesting that you do that. I think you'd want to get the things you hate out of the way first.
Yeah, you thought so. But I needed enthusiasm to go with my not going to school for 20-some years. So needed to get my ass back in gear. So I went with enthusiasm.
Good job. I'm proud of you. You don't know how proud of you I am. I'm proud of both of you for many reasons. I'm proud of Adam because he's going to school. I'm proud of Dave because he's drawn and it's happy and it's awesome. Even nice. Though in the future, drawing will be made obsolete by AI programs.
That is one awesome program.
Did anybody know the name of that? I couldn't find the name of it. I know it's from NVIDIA. I don't know what they actually called it, though.
Yeah, I don't know if it has a name yet.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet, though.
It's probably
though.
Like Project something that they... Yeah, but eventually all the things we do will be...
Don't worry,
like,
man. Don't take it so defensive. I know what you're saying. Everything will be... Yes, you're right. Yeah. Everything will be taken up. But you're right.
Because that would suck. Adam's all like, I did it! I can 3D print anything. And they're like, all 3D printing has been given over to AI. Sorry, sir. And you'd be like, no, can I program the AI? Back to school to program the AI it is.
Oh,
that's true.
I did it. I learned to program AI. All AI programming will be done by AI programming.
You know what they call that? Learning to code.
We get kicked off of Twitter for saying that. Don't say that. Hashtag learn to code gets it kicked off Twitter. They don't want to do that.
It does.
Learn to code.
Hey, so you guys, so there's a double story here. You know the whole thing about the kids or the parents getting kids into college or something by paying money and shit?
Yep.
So the FBI called it Operation Varsity Blues, right?
Oh, that's pretty
funny. James Vanderbeek, the Dawson, wrote a tweet, which was my favorite tweet of the week. He wins the internet as far as I'm set. He said, if only there was a succinct turn of phrase these kids could have used to inform their parents they were not desirous of their life path.
Right. I don't want your life.
Oh my god, it made me so happy. Because I always say that. And he knows that it's amazing to say.
I know he does.
So he wins the internet. Good job, James Vanderbeek, the Dawson.
Right?
The Beak?
I couldn't remember his name, so I just put in the Dawson, and it did not come up.
What?
Really?
I know. Like, the fucking... somebody else came up. Apparently, there's somebody in the Dawson restaurant and the Dawson Chicago, and they just don't know. We need we need to make the Dawson.com and make it just for James Vanderbeek.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They should understand what it is. It's like, come on. Come on, Google, get your shit together. When I say the Dawson, it only means one thing.
Exactly.
The Dawson. It's Spanish for the Dawson.
That would be interesting, like, if your search engine, well, give it time, would learn your, like, your sense of humor or the things you like, which it already does, by, like, things you search. It says, like, hey, you searched for this thing. You want to buy this thing. And you're like, stop knowing that. Or it goes like, hey, you watched a lot of Jane Silent Bob Strike Back. You might have quoted Jane Silent Bob Strike Back. So when you say the Dawson, you mean James Vanderbeek.
Yes.
And stuff like that would be interesting to do that. It's like you quote Star Wars a lot, so
I'm sure it would eventually. Just gotta give it time.
Huh.
Adam, get to work on that. Get to coding on that.
That's not my job.
It will be soon.
Learn to code. If Ryan was here, we could ask. The funny thing is, now we have all these questions about coding and stuff, and it'd be cool to have a person here to ask them, to have him engage in the conversation.
Oh, well. But he's not. Let's never talk about coding again. Coding okay.
Again, right. All right.
So, I was away last night, but since I was in a foreign place, I turned on TV, and TNT has, I guess Snoop has a game show or some shit?
What is this TNT?
It's Dynamite.
It's Dynamite. Thank you.
But yeah, Snoop's got a game show, right? I don't know what it's called. I forget. It's like, it's Joker's
it's
Wild.
Joker's Wild.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Joker's Wild.
But it's not a remake of Joker's Wild. It's just kind of different, right?
Yeah.
So I was watching it, and I kept watching it because they had like a Kevin Smith category, which none of the black people called on because Wild ain't black person calling it Kevin Smith. It's a black fucking show. It was so black that he makes fun of white people in it. Like
black was it?
He's got this character that he does, right? And he's like, let me talk like I'm white. My name is Guy Like White, and I like to watch the social media. And he fucking does this, and I'm thinking to myself, if you reverse the roles, there is internet outrage, right? If there's a game show where there's a white content, like host that's pretending to be black, like internet outrage.
Yeah, and there's a very small sect that's probably internet outraging right now about it.
Super super small though. Nobody gives a shit about them. Those are called incels, I believe they're called. So,
yeah. It's funny. Like, I find making fun of white people super funny, too. It's like...
Yeah, but it's like, you gotta be one of us, man. No, I'm just kidding. You can't make fun of us unless you're us. It's like, pick it on your brother.
Oh, no, he's retarded. We can pick on him.
Yeah, just like Adam's sister is always pregnant.
That is fucking true.
Like, we can pick on her, and like, holy, she's pregnant again. All right, all right, try and figure out where I want to start, because I want Dave to show up eventually and be able to discuss a few things. But, so after many years of us waiting, it appears that Bill S. Preston, Esquire, and Theodore Logan are finally...
Wild Stallions!
...are going to be filming Bill and Ted 3 Face the Music.
That sucks. I tell you one reason why it sucks.
What?
No George Carlin.
Right. But I mean, they've had a long enough time. I think they can relate. They have. They came up with a reason. You know that they had to have come up with a reason why he's not there. You know, he probably died in canon. They can come up with a reason.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be playing old guys.
Yeah. They will, right? I mean, They're not immortal in that show. Like, he'll die, right, come and go, and yep, it suck. It will suck that George Carlin's not there, because I like George Carlin a lot.
He
but
was a good character.
Well, no, over that, more than that, and I just really like George Carlin a lot.
You've been watching a lot of Thomas and Friends, and George Carlin does the voiceover.
Not at all. Thomas and Friends.
What
is that, a train show?
It's a train show.
We, no, see, one of the Leander won't let us watch anything except for one show. So if we try to turn something on, he yells, and he yells more than his brother. So his brother doesn't want it, but he eventually is like, ah, what the fuck, I don't care. So, no, I just haven't. I just really like George Carlin. And I really like the fact that if he was alive today, there would be so much he'd have to say about outrage culture that he'd be like, shut the fuck up, man. Shut the fuck up. Do your business. Move on with your life.
Yes, and like, you're making it so cloudy for the things that we actually should be outraged
exactly
about.
Exactly. Yeah.
But so I'm super excited because we have a date. Not this summer, next summer. Summer 2020.
Cool.
So I'm more impressed by Keanu Reeves, right? Because Alex Winter, I mean, what's he doing, right? Alex Winter, he's like...
Direct. I guess he's behind the scenes directing and stuff, doing a lot of this stuff. Because he has a face for directing.
Sure. And he's... But he is...
Radio.
He is not prolifically known, right? While Keanu Reeves is a very large movie star. So he's basically bringing himself down to a project that people would see as below him, which I think is cool. Whenever an actor does that, it makes me think they don't give a fuck and they're okay with who they are.
Right. And like, hearing all the stories about Keanu, it's all like, hey man, gave away like 80% of the money he made off the Matrix sequels to like the special effects and stunt guys. He's like, hey, you work a lot harder than I do to make me look good, so here's most of my money.
Yeah. And that there was that hidden camera of him on the subway. And he doesn't know he's being filmed, but he gets up for a pregnant woman and lets her take a seat. Like, that's just a nice thing for a guy to do, right? I mean, he doesn't know he's being filmed. He likes what he does.
You got to think that guy has to believe he's got a camera on him all the time.
That's true, but he definitely, because he's not that good of an actor. In that, I know what kind of actor he is, and in that scene, in the hidden footage or whatever, he's like, it looks very genuine, and I've seen him act, he does not look genuine. Although he's done better recently, I'll give him that.
Yeah, like, I think it's like he's just one of those classic good people that, like, became famous for doing things that he likes to do and will always continue to do things he likes to do. Like,
I agree.
Because that would be fun, man. The beginning part of being an actor that's really hard, that would suck. But once you got to be, like, an actor that has enough money so that you can just do fun shit... Like, come on.
That's why you got to just skip that part and be an overnight sensation like I plan on being.
Right?
But you're going to burn bright and fade away, though. That's the problem.
He was around for 17 minutes.
Right. Internet sensation. Chris Banks is like, look at me. Look at that. He's running around in shorts. It's 42 degrees out. Look, he's like, look at me. It's like internet sensation. Chris Banks was frozen to death at the end of his block.
That doesn't make any sense. You can't freeze a body at 42 degrees. How dare you?
Well, it dropped below 42, but you thought you were still cool enough that you ran when it was too cold.
I see. I got you. Okay. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. I think it'll be cool. I really like that whole... Now, I think we talked about this before, but what do you guys prefer, one or two? If you had to pick one... I mean, they're both good in their own way, but if you had to pick one, do you pick one or two? I know we've talked about it before, but it was a long time ago. So, yeah. Bill and Ted's 1 is like the origin story. Bill and Ted's 2 takes it to another level with Station and shit.
Yeah, and it gets fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. I prefer 1. I'm a Napoleon guy, so I prefer 1. But I think I might be in the minority. I don't know.
The risk board. I don't think it's going to work.
No?
No.
Damn right.
It's like, hey, Dad, over here. Dad. What is he going to do when he finds the tape recorder? I don't know, but just like...
Yeah, that just has so much fun stuff to it.
Oh, it's so good, yeah. Like, sure, they have the overlap of, like, the characters, the three big ones, but, yeah, there's so completely different movies. One is basically, a time travel comedy, and one is a fucking time travel fantasy ridiculous thing. They never said they could, like, they never said death was in the universe or aliens or fucking heaven or hell or any of that stuff.
That's true.
But they just said, like, oh, whatever. Yeah, I think, yes. I think, two, I will watch more often because... But there's, I think one is a more solid, like, well-constructed. The plot really works on all fronts.
There's probably more quotable lines from two.
Nah, is there? I don't know, man. Many from one. Maybe. I don't know. We'd have to go through them all, but that'd be a lot. So what do you prefer, Adam? If you're on a desert island, you can only watch one. You got one VHS tape and one VHS recorder or player. You can watch one tape.
MASH?
No, it's only these two. MASH is all ruined.
I think probably one.
Okay. I don't know. There's no right answer. It's just curious what people think.
I don't. That's hard to say because my favorite of the Back to the Future movies is number two. So
yeah, you can be wrong about that. It's okay.
I
mean,
I said my favorite. I didn't say the best.
I know. No. We've also discussed this one in the past too. Right. So.
Man. What was it in The Good Place? The lady that, the one lady that lived at the completely neutral place, she had, like, Smokey and the Bandit 2.
Yeah.
And the documentary behind the scenes of Smokey and the Bandit.
Those are her only videos, yeah. Because she's in the completely neutral place, so she only gets like, average shit. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Well, it's time for me to go. It's my masturbation time.
Yeah, that show's fun. It makes me happy.
That show is really funny. Let's see. Signing a lot of paperwork. For me personally, this is a good, I know you did not like it or enjoy it as much as me, but as of now, it is the 20th anniversary this week of Muppets in Space.
Oh, I love Muppets in Space.
Like Farscape. You can watch all the episodes on Amazon right now.
I do love that show. It was pretty good.
Yeah, that was not for me. It missed me. What? That was for baby shit. That's baby shit.
Really? Says the guy who loves shows about people walking around wearing unitards.
Hey, I was just talking. I was just quoting fucking Jay. That's baby talk.
Oh, I know.
1999. Come on, guys. We're grown men by then. Jesus Christ. What's wrong with you two? Grow up! Men? Grow up! You're grown men when you're 19. 20...
Are you kidding?
Or 21.
You're watching Star Trek. You're like, we're grown men. Star Trek is for adults.
99. Was there anything on in 99? I was in the Marines. I was leading men into battle. I don't know what you guys were doing.
The Matrix. The Matrix was in 99.
Yeah. So while you guys were watching Muppets in Space, I was watching The Matrix. That's basically what I'm calling it. Yeah.
So what I get like that it... like. It holds up is there's CG, but there's very little of it. It's all like animatronics and puppets and stuff, which will always look better because it is something physically interacting with light and stuff like that. So CG now, if you spend $200 million, is going to look fucking great. But
yeah, and the storyline was pretty decent.
Muppets are in space.
The characters were actually memorable.
You guys, come on. You're stretching here.
No. We got Frog in space. That was the emperor of people.
And
got disowned.
I honestly can't even have this conversation with a straight face.
Exiled.
Yep.
You guys are like that the kids today who love, what's their movie? Space Jam. Oh man, we love Space Jam. We grew up on Space Jam. It's amazing. Woo!
Don't you mean the kids these days who love the prequels?
No. I mean Space Jam. People love Space Jam.
I meant Space Jam.
I don't think I've ever seen Space Jam. I know I haven't. I've seen parts of it. But I haven't seen it.
It's a basketball movie. That's probably why I've never seen it.
It's basketball is like the backdrop, but it's not like the most important part. It's basically monsters trying to, you know, monsters take over basketball team.
Yeah, see, and that came out in 96. We were grown men. Fucking A. We ain't got time to watch Space Jam.
The only thing I know is there were sexy rabbits in Space Jam, and that's it.
Right. And that, I think, is what's caused this whole furry debacle we're living with now.
Wait. There's sexy rabbits? Maybe I will watch it.
Lola. Lola Bunny.
The furry debacle? You think that was the beginning of the furries of Space Jam? It would be sweet if they traced it back to that.
Right. It was. It's got to be.
I think that the beginning was Bugs Bunny when he put on lipstick. That was the beginning of the furry shit.
Did you ever find Bugs Bunny attractive when he would dress up as a girl bunny? No.
No.
He did not.
That's a good movie.
This is a good one. Oh, fuck you, Dave. You're too slow.
Well, we'll go to we can go to the trailer that came out.
Yep.
There he
is. Wait a minute. I summoned him by making fun of him.
Holy shit. Can you do that? It says, fuck it, hot chick that's naked. You're too late.
You're too late.
Ah, you could not summon a hot chick with a bag of Doritos naked.
God damn it.
What's up, Dave?
You tried.
No, we were trying to stay off of things that you might be more interested in. Topics.
Topic-wise, like everything?
Yeah.
It's true. So, Dave's here. Dave, how'd it go? Did you sign away your life?
I did. I signed away my life for some cold, hard cash.
Good deal.
And we'll see how that turns out.
And now we have the proper amounts of D to A's. Good stuff.
Right.
Two D's, one A, and a C.
I don't count. I'm like a moderator. I don't count.
A moderator?
Plus, it doesn't count in the sexiness.
What's a moderator?
Moderator, asswipe.
Moderator.
That goes up there with space trees.
It's a monitor that moderates. Don't worry about it. Monorail that moderates.
Yeah, so... Stranger Things 3,
Official
trailer, came out. It was great.
They look...
Great use of music.
So fucking old. They look so grown up, those kids. They're so grown up from when they were very little. Now they're all grown up.
But, dude, we lose Chris.
I was like, oh, wait, did my speakers just crap?
We lost Chris.
You lost me? You can't hear me anymore?
Nope. No, we can hear you. Nope. It must have just been a glitch in the Matrix.
Oh, no, my voice got really high because I was talking about how good up they are. So sometimes I go above the human spectrum of hearing.
Right.
Dogs come flying.
Right, we couldn't hear you. But
dogs from all over the neighborhood are sitting outside right now. Yeah, it happens.
Right, and I mean, I thought it was a fun thing where it's like, you know, like, oh, cool, he still wants to do kid things. And everyone's like, dude, would you want to hang out in the basement all the time? I'm like getting old now, man. Do you see how tall I am? I'm like 8 feet. The one guy's all like 8 feet tall now in comparison.
That did make me sad when he's like, what do you think, we're going to play games all our life? I'm like, yeah, fuck you. Of course we are.
don't everybody?
Right. and every character got a little cameo, or not a cameo, a little like a little snippet. My boy Steve working at the mall.
Yeah, and still friends. Right. I love that they're still friends.
Right, exactly. She's like, how many little kids do you hang out with?
Okay, I'm listening, or I'm watching this for the first time.
Oh, wow.
Songs. How you doing, Ryan Thomas? First two songs
are fucking great. Yeah. But,
really good.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, they did a really good job of like getting me back into it and setting it in the mall. Classic 80s location. You know what they're gonna do? You can do the Dawn of the Dead. Oh crap, we're trapped in a mall. Oh shit. But you know what the monster's called this year? Mind Flayer.
No, seriously, no, you're just making that up, aren't you?
How are they doing that? That's a trademark.
No, Illithid is. I don't think Mind Flayer is.
Yes, Illithid is.
Yeah. That's how they get around it. Huh. That's actually why it's referred to both, because Wizards keeps trying to put it back to Illithid, and we're like, nah, fuck it, it's Mind Flayer. But they don't own that.
Mind Flayer sounds so much cooler.
It does. It does.
It does.
But, yeah, so I was really excited with that, so... Dave, come on. Get in here. Start looking at it. Awesome.
I'm here. I'm trying to look to see what have you guys actually discussed.
We've talked about everything. If you bring something up and we don't have it, we'll make fun of you. So think of something, and if we have already talked about it, we're going to make fun of you like crazy.
Right.
Okay. Well, the most exciting news of ever in my life is that James Gunn is back with Disney.
I already talked about it. You're an idiot.
We talked about it.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Sorry. No, we're just kidding. Say it again. I'm just playing.
Actually, go back to selling fucking houses, dipshit.
That's pretty awesome. I'm happy with that.
The very next day after our last podcast, we find out that James Gunn was rehired by Disney to direct Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yeah.
As it should have been.
Good shit. Fuck the right wingers that are like, we're going to get you fired.
I think.
Fired for like 6 weeks.
Well, it was like October of last year.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not that long. That's good. I wonder, do you think like the whole time they were talking to him on the side being like, you know what, let's let this shit blow over. It's just a small minority that we're in this culture where everyone's got to be guilty no matter what. And let's just let it blow over. Nobody will give a fuck by March.
Well, yeah. And the fact that the reports have come out and said that like he's actually was like rehired like a month ago.
Yeah.
They just now are releasing the news that, you know, that makes me think that there was a plan behind it the whole time. But it's happy. It's happy news. I'm happy.
What did he say exactly? I want to know what he said exactly. And I want to... So I know the big thing is that he apologized for it. And these were from a while back, right?
2007?
Yeah.
I want to say they were 10, they were 10 or 11 years old.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, but he did... Yeah, that's the main difference for me is that he apologized and he's like, I'm sorry, that was a different time, I'm moving on. You know, that's all it takes for me. I mean, I know I'm in the minority and you guys are as well. We're not part of the outrage culture, but fuck, if people sincerely apologize, and especially if they were super or they're younger in their life, then say, okay, they made a mistake and move on, for Christ's sake. Well,
especially if they have this long history of showing a change in their personality/behavior in regards to this. You know, there are some people that they apologize, but then the next month they're right back to doing the same thing, where you can look back and point that James Gunn moved on from that. He became a better person. You look
damn at his right
media history, it's completely 180 from where he was 15 years ago trying to be a shock jock.
Looking at the tweets, it's like it's obvious he's trying to be funny with them, right? He's not saying like go touch kids. He's saying shit to try to be funny. Even if you take it, even if it's not funny and it's in bad taste, that doesn't mean you're a terrible person and need to go to hell. Especially if you're like, fuck it, I'm done with that shit, you know?
Right.
Whatever.
It looks like volume 3, according to James Gunn's Twitter, is going to take place after Avengers 3 and 4?
Well, yeah.
Yes.
But it has to, right? I mean, we're going to know what happens to the rest of them soon. next month.
Especially since he's not even start production for another year. So.
Yeah. And he says it'll end the trilogy. End with
right.
the trilogy.
Yeah. So. That's always been the plan.
Well, it's going to be hard. There's only like one left, right? There's like two left or something. Rocket and Star-Lord. I think there's only two that are left, right?
No,
I thought Star-Lord faded.
Yeah. Did he? Rocket. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Rocket and Nebula are the only ones from that
Drax? Series. Drax is gone?
Yep.
He goes, Quill?
Oh, that's right. And Nebula doesn't really count right now, so it's just Rocket going around the universe by himself, and he's not going to do good shit, let's be honest.
Also, what I really like is, you know, he could have gotten mad at Disney for it, and he never got mad. He accepted complete responsibility. Yeah. He said, basically, I understand and accept the business decisions taken today.
Yeah.
I take full responsibility for the way I conducted myself, and all I can do now, beyond offering my serious and heartfelt regret, is to be the best human being I can be. And the fact that he never blamed them is also, like, a step in, like, getting back in someone's graces. And there are literally movies. There's a movie coming out that stars a guy, or basically stars a person that was a KKK guy who ends up, like, you know, being encountered with like a woman during desegregation in the South and stuff like that. She's all like, and they end up seeing each other's point of view, and he goes from being hating black people to understanding and going like, I don't want to be involved with the KKK. In today's culture, that guy could never grow because of the things he did in the past.
Yeah.
But there are literally movies about that happening where people are bad people at the beginning and something happens to make them good people, but we can't have that.
That's a good point. That's like a movie cliche, but we're unwilling to... Well, I don't know. As a society, we like underdogs. We like comeback stories, but for some reason, you're right. I don't know. I still think it's a minority. I think it's the vocal minority that don't let people come back. So and I think that's changing, and people are starting to be like, fuck you. It's not that big of a deal. But yeah, you're right. That's a trope.
Yeah.
It implies 100%. That people cannot grow, change, and evolve, which is just a bad outlook on life.
Right, yeah. Absolutely.
Way to do our part, guys, to change culture. Man, we are changing right. culture. I love it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so I think we're all excited about that because you give the guy the thing he didn't create, but he brought it to the forefront of culture by bringing something right. nobody knew.
Was that a C? Well, I mean, it might be a D comic, right? Like, nobody knew that fucking comic.
Like the original Guardians didn't even have the Guardians like that we know in it. Like, right. It had like Yondu, and like in the second one where it's like had like Sylvester Stallone's character and all those guys. Those were like original Guardians.
That's right. Yeah.
Back in the day, like. And like changed them and brought the music and made Adam go like, best soundtracks ever.
That soundtrack, I swear to God, I listened to it all yesterday.
One or two, so which happy. Is better?
Oh shit!
The first one.
Yeah, by far. By far. I've listened to the second one and it's fine, but it doesn't hold a candle to one.
Correct. No. All right, so Yondu, Starhawk.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Who the fuck is Starhawk? Charlie 27?
Yep, which is a robot.
Martinex?
Yep, those are the guys we saw when they were basically after Yondu died, and everyone was all like, and they talked about getting back together.
That's right.
Taserface. Vance Astro.
So wait, let me see. You look yourself Nikki in the mirror, and Cole? You say, Taserface.
Taserface.
Hollywood. Who the fuck is Hollywood? Like, there's like
it's pronounced Hollywood.
It does say Fire Lord. Doesn't say Star Lord. Fire Lord.
Well, those are the original ones. Yeah.
I know. I don't know these guys.
I know. You're not supposed to know them.
Irish Wolfhound. That's a great name.
It's just the name of a dog.
It's still a pretty good name, let's be honest. That's your next D&D character, isn't it?
Oh, no. Absolutely.
Irish Wolfhound.
Well, speaking of the Gunner, they did officially announce that his Suicide Squad that he's
Suicide about Squad. To do action on
Is technically now described as a total reboot of the franchise.
Is that because Will Smith pulled out?
That's what she said.
Well, I think some of it is because they are recasting Deadshot. So that just, you know, might as well just recast and start it over.
So are they recasting everybody?
They did everybody, but they did say. Yeah, they did say that Margot Robbie is still rumored to be Harley Quinn.
That's just weird.
But everybody else, whatever.
Why would you... If you're recasting everybody, why don't you just...
Because people
clean slate.
Well, because people really like Margot Ruby or whatever. Right. As, like, they like that people like that character a lot. So it's weird to be like, hey, this character was really cool and she did a good job. Let's recast her.
Right. Mm.
Who's the dude that dies at the beginning by trying to leave? His head blows up.
Slipknot.
Slipknot.
That's actually probably the real reason, is that they realized they lost such a huge juggernaut in Slipknot that they need to recast it to bring him back. So that's probably has something to do with it.
Or they killed off the Enchantress.
They want them both back. Yeah, they want them all
Diablo.
Back.
Diablo. I mean, Diablo is the best on all.
I mean, this is weird. Where does this put this? Oh, DC, why you gotta fuck up so much, man? Like, where does this put this? I mean, so I was having this conversation with an individual at work that I was, when I was talking about how after Endgame, we might get mutants, right? We might get Fox's shit in the Marvel Universe. And where does that put all the Fox Marvel franchises in relation to the Marvel franchises, right? I mean, Wolverine existed. but it's kind of easy to say he doesn't exist anymore because that's kind of that's a different universe almost. It feels like a different universe. It is. Yeah. It's a different production company. It's different everything. And now you're going to be like, eh, I mean, this happened a few years ago. People liked it, but it's completely, we're going to redo it over. It just, so where does that put that other one, right? Where does that put the first one in the whole hierarchy of everything? They're just going to say this happened in a different different Earth.
Well, with the snap, does that change everything then? I mean, you can use the snap as...
No, you can't. Can you?
I think you can. If you use the snap with time travel...
With DC shit, though? How do you... Oh, I'm talking about... No, I'm talking about... I'm sorry. Suicide Squad. Yes, we can use the snap for everything, and that's great. Marvel has it covered with the snap. But I'm talking about DC. Where does that put their Suicide Squad original film compared to this one? It's kind of in this universe of... attached but not attached, you know, what does that do for their shared universe? Because I mean, they show Batman in there, right? They show Batman, and if you know Batman, you know their whole, he's in all the other ones, so
yep. Yeah, no, between even if you say this is a reboot but you use Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn and it's the same Harley Quinn, it's fucked up.
It's weird.
They're just, I don't know what you do with it.
So, how long do you think would you take off if you were a company?
That's a good question. I don't know. I wouldn't do it as a reboot, is what I wouldn't do. I'd find a way. There's good writers in Hollywood. There's good comic book writers. There's good people that have this knowledge to do it. And maybe they will, without making it all, like we said, kind of fucked up. And maybe they will say, this is Earth 3. You know? I mean, shit. Flash does it every week, right?
Right.
Earth 23.
And we're all like, cool, that's cool. What, Sherlock? No, Sherlock. And we're fine with it.
Watson? Like, and that's fine, man. Like, that would be cool if they went back and then, like, at the beginning, it was all like, boom, Suicide Squad. And then there's, like, the title card, the black title card that says, like, Earth 3. And you're like, oh shit, okay, they just added the title card.
Or even if they somehow showed, like, who's the fucker from the end of Justice League?
The duck.
The
Darkseid?
That's the wrong.
Is it Darkseid?
Well, Darkseid isn't. We haven't seen him yet, but yes.
So who's the other guy?
That's his uncle.
Yeah, I can't remember his name for some reason.
Howard the Duck.
Or let's say, fuck it, let's just say Darkseid. Like, okay. What if they show, like, fucking the Suicide Squad, like, I don't know, in an apocalyptic world, shooting shit, and then Darkseid's there and he fucks up and he's like, all right, I won, and they kind of pull out and there's a new world and they move into our world or something. That would be that's something.
And that is one cool thing about Darkseid, and like, that is across the multiverse in DC there is only one Darkseid,
right? So you could kind of see him. He's like, okay, I've taken this one now, and it kind of shows his power. I've won. This is my... I've won this Earth. Now let me move on to another one or some shit. And then, you know, there's cool things they could do with that and make it in line with the whole universe still. I mean, it might be a stretch, but comic book people be like, okay, that shit happens all the time.
Right.
See, we just fucking wrote it for them right there. I mean, if this is the way they do it, they're going to come give us some money, I'm telling you.
Right.
And you were thinking Deathstroke.
Yes. Nope. Deathstroke is that is the guy at the end, but I was talking about the guy they actually fight with the fear demons and shit.
Yeah, that's because those are I don't even care who he is.
I know, like, right? Yeah.
Those are parademons.
Parademons, yeah.
But that is,
I don't know. It's flipped.
CG guy.
It's slipping my mind for some reason. I don't know why, but regardless, I think it would be cool if they showed him, you know, winning somehow. That would be fine too. You know, there's
Steppenwolf.
Thank you. Good God, I don't know why it was so hard. But they could have very easily showed the mother.
It was a DC movie.
Yeah, think of that. Like the mother box, they show the mother box actually. Like the Justice League doesn't do it in time, and the mother box is complete, and then he wins. And then they kind of show Suicide Squad dying too. And then there's so much cool shit they could do. I'm telling you. But they probably won't. They'll just be like, new movie.
Yes.
All yes. Right. Totally.
Cool. Glad we're all on board. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, real quick though, can you imagine how much that would fuck with Ryan? Be like, he'd be like, wait, what? What's happening? It's a different Earth? What? What? What?
Yeah. he'd lean over to Dave and go right away.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah.
Huh.
Let's not tell him until it happens.
My man!
He won't even listen to Dave's explanation.
No.
Yeah, that's true. He'll look at his desk. But, yeah, so, but we back to Marvel just for a second. It's like, they're officially calling, at the end of Endgame, they're calling the whole 22 movie set the Infinity Saga.
That's pretty sweet.
So you know it's going to come out.
Oh, fuck yeah.
They better put it out in a fucking Tesseract.
You know it will.
It better come out, and I'll be like, I don't want to buy physical media anymore, but I might buy because it's a fucking Tesseract.
That's a collector's item. 22 movie. Yeah, that's a collector's item that's cool to have. It sits on your desk, and even if it had like digital copies in there, that'd be pretty sweet too.
That
you know,
would be fucking
little USBs
too.
With the digital copy of the movie on it or something. That'd be fucking pimp.
Or it actually, you just plug it. It's like it just has a. It's just a hard drive.
That'd be sweet. You plug it in.
It just plugs right into the USB right into the whatever the TV, and you're like, you just walk around. What's that? Oh, it's my Tesseract with all of my Marvel movie.
We need to like. Get money for this. These are good fucking ideas. Where's our money? Know, right? God damn.
Yeah, so that's Doom has officially started filming, so that's super cool.
So to piggyback on that,
it's set up.
Adam,
set
what's
you
your
up,
excitement?
Buddy.
What's your excitement level for Doom?
Pretty excited up there. I do like
my man. Your boy's in it. Aquaman's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's gonna even wear the Aquaman suit in it,
right? So
the
Avalon Games
are all gonna wear outfits like that.
Avalon Games came out with a board game like 35 years ago to accompany Dune, the original movie that came out, right?
Yep.
It has been out of print for 35 years, or at least 30 years, and. Apparently this game is really good.
Wait, it's a board game?
It's a board game. So it's got like a 7.6 out of 10. It's right up our alley because it's up to 6 players, 60 to 180 minutes, and it's all Dune.
1979, huh?
Yeah, it's all Dune theme.
That's
so.
Cool. I'm just saying, I've had many birthdays and Christmases that you guys could have got this for me.
Well, it's been out of print for 30-some years.
So? You can still find a copy.
It's really hard.
No, I bet you I could do it in 10 seconds. I bet it takes... No, 24 seconds I bet it would take me to find one. It might be expensive, money. But...
Yeah, that's the problem. It's very expensive, I'm sure. So, along with the release of the new movie, they're re-releasing... this game.
Found it. $64.99.
You did not.
It's on eBay. There's multiple copies on eBay. There's sealed copies on eBay.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, with this announcement, you know, they had to have, like, people were like, oh, I dug it out and found it.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat. So they're going to bring it out again?
So they'll bring it out again, probably revamp it a little bit. Yeah, apparently it's a well-loved game.
It's they're saying it's a streamlined reskin of Dune into the Twilight Imperium universe and preserves on the original game mechanics.
Interesting. Twilight Imperium is fine, but it wasn't my favorite. But it's cool. I would like to try the original first, though, just to see how that is.
All right, yeah.
It's cool because, I mean, it's got... Harkonnen, the Fremen, Spacing Guild. Let's see. What's a Bind Geist? I don't
know. Bene Gesserit?
Bind Geist?
No, it's B-A-B-E-N-E space.
It looks weird.
Bene Gesserit?
It's because it's French, isn't it?
No, it's a made-up word from 10,000 years in the future. Yes, those are the sisters that basically that breed bloodlines to create the Kwisatz Haderach, the universe's supreme being.
Boom. What he said.
Yes.
That's
cool. Spacing Guilds are the ones that basically all they do is study math all the time and take spice and mutate over hundreds of years to be able to fold space. Because faster than light travel is impossible.
So I just shared, my sister shared a post on my Facebook page. So I shared it onto the Geeks Next Door Facebook page. It's Marvel Cats. It's pretty fucking awesome. You guys should look at it.
Yeah, I saw that earlier.
My favorite's Aquaman. He's amazing.
but that's not Aqua. That's not Marvel. Is it Superhero Cats?
It's a superhero. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Because Deadpool, Black Panther. Oh, they're all except for Aquaman. Actually, they're all Marvel except for Aquaman. Well, Venom. No, Venom. Okay, Captain America. It's pretty sweet.
Is it a cartoon?
No, you should look at it, Adam. You'd like Aquaman. Aquaman's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. What was I gonna say? Oh, so we know that the Russo brothers are directors of, you know, the last two Captain America movies and then Avengers and so on and so forth. Like, are known, and they actually say, like, sometimes we film things and put them in trailers that are not going to happen in the movie. How do you feel about that? Like, because some people are really mad, saying, like, some of the trailer and in-game, they're like, maybe it's going to happen that way. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe characters are CG'd in there that aren't real and stuff like that.
I love it.
A classic shot. Yeah, the classic shot at the end of the Infinity War trailer where the Hulk is all like, running, everyone's running forward. That shot never actually took place. It basically builds up something that may happen that gets you hyped, but doesn't actually happen because they don't want to reveal their hand and stuff like that. I think it's great.
Trailer.
It got me. It gets you hyped, but I don't know it's real, which is pretty cool.
I think everybody should do that. Because the worst thing about trailers is spoilers, right? You're like, oh, I've just been spoiled for that. Fucking, we know Gamora is going to, or I mean, we know fucking Nebula is going to be part of the team. It'd be sweet if we didn't, like, know for real what was real. That'd be great. I think more companies should do that.
So think about, because they were doing the classic DC Marvel comparison. They're like, all right, cool. This is the biggest Marvel movie of all time, right? And they're like, what do we really know about it? Not a lot. We know people said the people survived and stuff like that. And then they go like, all right, cool. Remember the Batman versus Superman trailer? We're like, okay, cool. What happened? Oh, cool. You saw him fight. You saw Doomsday. You saw this. You basically saw beat for beat, like the big things that happened. You saw them all revealed in the trailer.
Yeah. So it'd be great if they just showed weird shit happen. Like, maybe they're showing. Fuck yeah. Let's do that. Film extra shit. Film outrageous shit. Like, fucking, if for that one, have Batman strangling Superman with a garrote. That'd be fucking sweet.
Like a kryptonite garrote.
Just, no!
They're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. People would be like, oh my god. And then it would never end the movie and be like, those crafty bastards. I mean, there would be many that said, that wasn't in the movie, you foul fuckers, but I think it would be fucking genius. It would be awesome.
Right.
That's cool.
Yeah, so they, you know, so that, I thought that was pretty, and, so we are reaching the tipping point now at Netflix. Netflix is now on the point where they are going to be producing more original content than they are going out and buying content.
Is that their goal? Like, eventually, are they trying to diversify to a point where people want to buy their shit in case their service ever gets kind of usurped, like a MySpace Facebook thing? I mean, it kind of diversifies them, right? Then they can sell Stranger Things to somebody else, and they can... You know, I don't know. What do you think?
I think it's good because, like, the things I want to, the things I'm wanting to watch on Netflix are the Netflix things.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't ever go there and go, like, you know what? Hey, man, what's that? I want to watch this movie. Or they go, like, ooh, coming out on Netflix this month is this movie, this movie, this movie. I'm like, all right, you know. You know, I have lots of ways of watching other movies, but I kind of want to see those original things.
So the problem is that they're not bringing all the other stuff in. What if, like, so since they're getting rid of, like, all the Defenders shit,
well, any Disney, going to, any Disney title, any, yep.
Disney, yes. Right, any Disney,
they've sold off so much Disney already.
Yeah. So that's the part that I find frustrating, is that they're losing some stuff.
They're losing some of the bigger name stuff that you're used to seeing, but some of their original content has been really, really good.
Right.
And if they can establish themselves as a almost like a replacement for Fox, as a producer, as a entertainment company, I think they can do just fine. They'll do just well. Now, whether or not they can break those out into a theater type setting, I don't know.
Yeah.
But a lot of their original content is pretty good. They've done a really good job with it. The problem is they got to quit throwing money at everything and bring it in-house, rein it in a little bit.
I know what you're saying. I think they will. They know what they're doing. I mean, people are always saying, right. Oh my God, they're so much in debt. They're spending so much money, but they're bringing in so much. I think they know what they're doing. They're smart. Right. You know?
And I think this is that point where they're still getting so much movie like that they got to go like, let's just throw it and find, like, if we can find like 100 things that are fucking drawing people into us, and then we go like, okay, now we can rein it in like a couple of years from now and be like, okay, now we've got like, you know, all the series people really want to watch on there. And,
yeah.
And then we'll keep them coming back.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know Stranger Things is going to work, right? Like, there's no way to know that until it works. Right. I mean,
and do we know Stranger Things is going to work another year? Because once those kids hit a certain age, are we going to do that? Or do we do a thing where it's like, oh, cool, let's try it with a different group of kids? Oh, shit, that doesn't work.
And I'm sure they're going to put out a lot more flops than they do hits, right? I mean, at this rate, there's going to be mostly flops or mostly,
yes.
That was fine. But they're banking on those ones that are like, holy shit, that was really good. I look in the future, like everything is replaced. Eventually, Netflix will not be the end-all be-all of streaming content, especially as Adam said, they're losing all their Disney stuff, everything that Disney owns, which is Marvel and all the Fox shit, basically, right? So
right, yeah.
That's all going away, and other content, I mean, this is not a one-time thing. Other companies want to do that with their own stuff too. They see the money on in the cash register. If they own it, they want a streaming service for it. So yeah, they want to be able to not only put their own shit out, but if in the future something better comes along, they don't just fold up automatically like MySpace did. Although you can still get a MySpace email account.
Yes. But I guess they lost just a shit ton of songs that were off there.
What do you
mean? People would put all because that used to be a big thing, MySpace. People put up like original songs and stuff like that. And people like just put it up there and I guess never backed it up. So then they were like, oh shit, I lost like, you know, like 22,000 worth of songs of original content people would put up there.
Oh man, no, you gotta back that shit. That's their fault, I'm sorry. Back your shit up. Huh. Okay. Oh. Yeah, there's a lot that happened this week. And we haven't even got into the biggest gopher news, right, Dave?
Go Gophers.
Did the groundhog see his shadow? So
he did, yeah.
Got more winter coming?
No, so the Gophers get to play on Saturday.
NCAA. There's like 1.5 people who care here.
1.5? I watched the whole game today. are you the half? We both count from 0.75.
Didn't people at the meetings not care? Or were there people who were checking their phone while to be like, I need to check my email?
Yeah, I wish. It was one of those meetings where you have to shut your computer, your laptop top, and pay attention. Otherwise, you'd be called out on, and just like, yeah. Boring meeting.
Yeah, but I mean, it's big because the Gophers don't always make it to the tournament, and they definitely don't always advance through the second round. So.
first win in the tournament since '97.
And I'd imagine there's only a handful of those going back forever.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
So basically,
they get to play Michigan. They get to play Michigan State.
I know, right? Yeah. So, and they always do so good after their first in the game. Like the one thing that I noticed, I know this isn't a basketball podcast, but one thing I noticed is their bench points, 0. That means all their starters are tired as fuck.
Well, one of their starters had back spasms and couldn't even finish the second half.
I know, right?
How hard he plays.
So. I don't know what that means.
You know what a back spasm is. If you don't, you will soon because you're very old.
Yeah, dude, Adam, come on. You're getting old, buddy.
Nah, I get them in my feet.
Feet spasms? And
my shoulder.
My feet spasms.
I only get them in my feet and my shoulder and my heart and my head.
Yeah, so here's another one where they threw away the universe that was created in the movie. The Dark Tower came out as a movie, probably a year ago. But then Amazon bought the rights to them. And Amazon is making the Dark Tower television series. So we have recast, and they're basically just saying, like, that's not our universe.
That doesn't work.
That's different for me because that's a, like, TV shows are completely different, right? If you buy a right. Yep. and the movie doesn't really work and you start over, I'm fine with that. That's, and I don't know why. TV shows have always been, seem so much different to me than the movies. I don't know why. They just do. They're just different. They expect them to be different. I expect them to be a retelling, you know. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, and it's basically the guy who's playing Roland is like, Jasper, and then that looks like it's a fucking Northern European name. It's like P, A with an ampersand, A with an ampersand, KK, O with an ampersand, N-E-N, Pa, Pa-ken, N.
Why did that movie do well? I mean, it's a franchise, some especially that's loved by certain people. It had a good cast. I didn't especially like. I thought it was kind of a, the story was condensed pretty quickly, but I don't know. Right,
and I think that might be it. Like the things that people like might love out of it are like certain scenes that had to like get cut out because of it's a book versus a, you know, a movie. So it's like the things that they like are the things that are gonna fall. It's the little things that always fall by the wayside. But that sometimes is to the benefit. Like Game of Thrones, the things a lot of people like find annoying are the things that fall by the wayside to make it a better, more cohesive story in Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Speaking of which, that's pretty soon, guys. Woo!
Oh, I know. I'm so excited. It's gonna...
Can you just not hide it?
I think you need to watch it...
Shut up.
One more time.
Shut up. My character said that.
I think I might just watch a couple episodes here and there, you know.
I won't. They'll do like a recap episode, or you know how they always like, they'll be like, this is what happened last time on Game of Thrones.
Oh, like yeah, I
that's
bet
be
you
an hour and a half itself.
I bet you HBO, like HBO 2 will start playing like them, you know, will like the lead up to the premiere will play them for like 68 hours or something in the lead up. So, oh, Adam. So, you know, what's that robot bounty hunter?
IG-88?
IG-88. Yeah, that guy, right? You know, we know that he's in canon, and he's going to be in The Mandalorian. So, oh. The television series.
Mm-hmm.
Taika Waititi, the guy who directed Thor Ragnarok and also did the voice of fan-favorite Korg, is going to be voicing him.
He's going to be voicing IG-88?
Yes.
Really?
In the live-action series. He'd be like, hey... I don't think he's going to use the Korg voice, but that would be a little on the nose.
Because yeah,
It's like, hey,
I'll go get on that starship over there. You want to come with us?
It's like, get out of here, ghost.
That's pretty cool.
Wait. Sticking with that theme.
Yeah. I was going to go with that theme as well, but
Game of Thrones and Star Wars. The showrunners of Game of Thrones, you know, we've talked a little bit how they're making their own little Star Wars series.
Yep.
Rumor is it, according to Star Wars News Net, who has a contact who has worked on every Disney Star Wars film, they are 95% confident that the series will take place in the Old Republic.
Yes.
Hmm.
So a lot of Jedi, a lot of Sith. And
a lot of Mandalorians.
And what were you going to say, Adam?
Oh, so I learned the other day that the lead singer of Toto, his name is Joseph Williams, who is related to John Williams from Star Wars.
Interesting.
He's his son. I had no idea until I read it.
Okay. So, like, that's interesting. Dave, the one thing that always bothered me, speaking about Star Wars, the one thing that always bothered me about, it seemed like in the prequels, the Jedi died so easily. It seemed like Jedi were just being picked off so easily. That always bothered me. Remember that scene, what the fuck movie was it, the second one, where Boba Fett's dad dies in the gladiatorial arena, basically? Yep. They start with like, 25, 30 Jedi jumping down, and by the end of it, there's like 7 left. I'm like, you're telling me 20 something just Jedi just died to droids shooting at them? This is bullshit, man.
Right. And so, clones. No, those were droids.
Those are droids. Now, at the end of the third one, that's when that also annoys me that they're like, Order 64, let's kill all the droids.
66.
Shoot all the Jedi in the back. Well, they didn't see that coming. What about, like, senses and knowing about that shit? Fuck you. You should have survived, you bastards.
They were all posers.
So what I'm thinking, I'm gonna be like, that is like the decline. That's like, so they're like the wussy ass hell. In Lord of the Rings, where it's all like, oh, the humans, sure. The elves are all like, the humans have fallen so far, like, yeah. they're not the blood of Numenor doesn't run through them, you know, like, they're not like, we live to be 250-year-old humans that are like, you know, pinnacles of their species, they're like the shitty humans.
Yeah.
So we're gonna be like, these are the shitty Jedi.
I guess.
They're not the prime Jedi from, you know, 2,000 years ago.
Which is sad. It
could have been... like a lot of trainee, like Padawans and stuff like that. So I'd say half of them are Padawans.
Sure, fuck it, why not?
What if the whole council? The whole council, where the fuck they go? Like, they're super Jedi.
Yoda fucking bugged out.
Yoda's like, at least he fought Palpatine and then like fell a few feet and was like, well, I'm out of here. Fuck this shit.
Mace Windu got killed.
No, we have actually no idea what happened to him, yeah. And that's what Samuel L. Jackson has made sure we all know. We don't know what happened to him.
Right.
I was going to say, what if he's still falling? I mean, Coruscant's just one big, you know, tech planet.
Right. It's just a gas giant. So he kept falling, and he got to the middle, and he's just like...
Until he reached equilibrium and just started floating.
Yeah, it's just floating there. He's like, oh, no!
Yeah. Back to Game of Thrones shit. So the odds... are in for two things, and yep. I'm curious what you guys got. Just a quick, off the top of your head, two things. First, who will die first in season 8? Off the top of your heads.
Okay. Alright.
Who will die first?
Yep.
I know, it's
hard to remember where you ended up.
Like, wall destroyed.
Yeah.
So, and they're all the way by the ocean, so that's like Castle Black.
Cersei doesn't die.
Well, she is.
I'm trying to go like who's.
Yeah, she's a 13% chance death by the end of season 8, or per first in season 8.
I don't think she will.
Most people don't. 13%.
I'm gonna say the Hound.
Okay, he's not even on the list, but I can see it.
I don't think the Hound died. I think the Hound...
First is a weird thing, right? Because you don't know where they're going to start. There's an 82% chance it's a Greyjoy. With the leading contender being Euron. Euron, 40% chance. People think he dies first. Now, the weird one, the one that I didn't really see, was who will rule Westeros by the end of season 8. And everybody's pretty much out here with varying odds. So throw out somebody, and I'll let you know like where they stand.
Who's gonna rule?
Who's gonna rule by the end of season 8?
All of Westeros.
And the Hound has a 0.8% chance of just to give you a little bit of a primer.
I think it'll be Daenerys Targaryen. I don't think Jon Snow will take... I think he will not take the name Aegon, even though he's told.
Sure.
And he will be like basically royal consort.
Okay. So Daenerys, 16.7% chance. Jon Snow, 22.2%. Still not the highest.
Peter Dinklage.
6.7% chance.
Really?
Oh, no, sorry, that's Tyrion. He's a 9.1% chance.
Yeah, I don't think Sansa will.
She is a 14.3, so she's up there, but not the highest. The one that that you always forget about is a 12.5% chance that Gendry.
Oh, technically he has like the
right. That, but he still does have. He's there. He's not the highest though.
Fuck! Is it Cersei still?
No, Cersei is actually pretty low. Last time I said she's a 3.8% chance. The Night King is a 9.1% chance.
I'm looking through the list. And I'm just like,
Jon and Daenerys' baby is a 6.7%
chance,
which doesn't exist yet. Yeah. But the highest,
Davos.
Bran Stark, 25% chance.
No, okay, see, I just don't think it'll rule because I think he's basically given up humanity.
I agree. I'm just reading what the what the computer program spit out based on odds around and stuff like that. So,
do you combine his ratio with the Night King ratio?
No, Night King's different.
Are you sure?
Well, it is on here, anyways. I know where you're going with that, though.
Right, and see, that gets into weird things. It's all like, because it's like, is Bran still Bran because he basically absorbed all of the memories and stuff and abilities of the Three-Eyed Raven? So it's like, if 100% of Bran absorbs 100% of this, even if it's not, oh, he's only 100%, it's like he's still 50% Bran.
Yeah.
If this guy had like 100 personalities in there, is he like 1% Bran now and like,
sure, but
you know, 99% everyone else?
If you told Vegas that, Vegas is going to say, no, it's Bran, fuck you. You know, Vegas odds. You see, put your money down. So
what's Arya? Because Arya wearing the face of someone.
Yeah, that's true. She's a 6.7% chance. But
no, see, that would be no matter what. It's like the whole show, everyone's all like happy, you know, whatever happens. And then she like walks away and we're like, oh, cool. Post-credit scene, that's interesting. Television show that doesn't... She's just like...
That would be funny.
And you're just like, whoa!
Whoa! It was Arya the whole time!
And it's just a room filled with all the other characters just
dead. That would be funny.
And all the faces on the wall.
That'd be sad, though. So sad. Adam, to answer your question, which I know who your favorite was, the Hound is a 0.8% chance of ruling Westeros by the end of season.
Well, I know that's not going to happen.
What about the Mountain? That was Ryan's
favorite.
He's
0.7.
No, I think there's going to be Clegane Bowl. The Hound is going to fight the Mountain. I think the Mountain is going to kill the Hound, and Arya going to kill the Mountain.
That'd be sad. Nobody wants... the Hound to die. Everybody wants to see Arya Hound side quests going on.
And I think Arya and Gendry are gonna have a thing.
Oh yeah,
because they had already met like long before and was like, you know, when they were going north.
That's right.
To the Wall originally, and he was just gonna go up there because he's like, I'm a blacksmith, blah blah blah, and then got sold to the Brotherhood of, without Banners.
That's true. I don't know. Either way, it's going to be fun to watch. I can't wait. Looking forward to it.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, I don't think there's a show that has a conclusion that I've been like, awesome. I'm so excited for a conclusion.
Ever since Dallas. Lost. No, I'm just kidding. Lost wasn't that for me. You're right, though. I can't think of, like, I'd have to go back and look, like, I don't know, best TV shows or something and think of what I cared about the most about an ending, you know?
Right. Because most of the shows that I watch, I don't know, like, this, like, I'm trying to think of one that where the story got me really good. I got invested in the characters and stuff like that, where when I was in, I was like, oh, that was good. And the thing is, I'm so up in the air, like, I don't know if I could be disappointed, really? Unless they really fucked it up. But they've done me such a good solid, like, I have, like, faith that they're going to do it the right way.
They'd have to work hard to fuck it up, right? I mean, yeah, you can basically just tell a good story and you're going to be like, cool, that's great, thanks, right. Good story.
Great job.
Yep.
Great job. You did a good job.
I mean, I think that there will be a lot of disappointment when favorite characters die and stuff, but, you know, when dragons start dropping dead and shit to ice bolts.
Oh, man, God! Now dragon fight? Ooh, two dragons? People riding them? Air battles flying over, ground battles happening simultaneously.
So it's going to be kind of sad if those two dragons have to fight their undead brother or whatever. Right?
Right.
That's sad in itself. So much sadness, I'm telling you.
And I don't think the Night King's going to die. I don't think so. I think they're going to come up with a magic way to heal him.
They'll push him back into the north.
No, like, basically he was created as, like...
Maybe he gets south and he melts.
Well, when they gave us a little bit of a possibility with his uncle, right? His uncle retained his humanity in some way, so there's something going on there.
Right. So I think, like, the weird messed up, like, world is, like, you know, like, oh, cool, winter lasts so long and season stuff like that. That's all messed up. That has all been... because of, like, the creation of the others. I think basically there's like if they can figure out a way to uncreate them, it'll basically can put the world like right again.
Okay, that'd be interesting.
So that it's defeating them not by like destroying them, defeating them by healing them.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Anything else going on, or are we ready to call this one quits?
Yeah, I don't have anything other than that. I thought it was a lot of stuff came out this week that was really interesting.
It was a fun week. It was a fun week full of stuff that from trailers and news and stuff. It was just good. It was a good week for entertainment stuff.
Absolutely.
Okay. Cool. We'll call it the gun then. We'll call it gun. James Gunn. We'll call it done then. Adam, where can people get in touch with us?
Well, once Ryan gets back, check us out on Geeks Next Door at FDW. I'm sorry, I'm way off. All right, let's go to Facebook. We're Geeks Next Door on Facebook, and we got our own website, geeksnextdoor.xyz, and shoot Ryan an email at geeksnextdoorftw, that's for the win, Chris, at gmail.com.
As always, perfection. I would not ask for anything better. Fucking perfection. All right. Till next week, we'll be back with more news and more funness. Everybody say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.